Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen, the show where we look at what you can watch. This week we are staying on the little screen. I'm Kat Cullen. Susie Lyon is going to tell us all about Avatar, The Last Airbender. We are kicking off in the world of fantasy. Susie.
Hey, Kat. Thank you so much. Yes, we are starting on Netflix. This one came out this week, so you can catch it right now. It's 8-episode TV show, a live-action remake of the TV animation that first aired in 2005. It is set in a war-torn world where certain people can bend one of the four classical elements: water, earth, fire, or air. Aang, the Avatar, and the last living airbender is the bridge between the mortal and spirit worlds, and he's the only one capable of bending all four of the elements. Aang is faced with the responsibility of ending the ambitions of the Fire Nation's plans to conquer the world. He must master the four elements while pursuing Zook, the exiled crown prince of the Fire Nation.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer.
Time is a funny thing. The past, the future, it all gets mixed up.
And amongst all that, it's very fantasy because there are really cool, fluffy, cute characters that they kind of ride on and stuff. The graphics do look amazing. At first, I actually wondered whether this would be one for the Game of Thrones fans, which raises the question of what age this is appropriate for.
It's a really good question, Kat. The TV show is based on the original animated TV show, which aired on Nickelodeon. So its main audience was originally young people, but it does touch on topics that were not previously seen in kids' animation. War, genocide, imperialism, gender discrimination, female empowerment, oppression, spirituality, as well as the philosophical questions surrounding fate, destiny, and free will. The original show received critical acclaim and has become a cult classic, which is why we are now getting a remake almost 20 years after it first aired.
Wasn't there a movie with a very similar title? This is a, as you say, an 8-episode TV show, but there has been a movie, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kat. There was a movie, and you may be familiar with that movie. That one was written and directed by M. Night Shyamalan. It was a critical and financial flop. It was panned for whitewashing the cast. It was panned for a bad script, bad directing. This new TV show is written by the original creator, and he has expressed his plan for this one was to not whitewash the cast. It's a series that is set in an Asian and Arctic inspired world, so the cast in this new show reflects that.
Yet a bold move to make a series after you know that the film has flopped, but it does look impressive. You can check this one out and let us know what you think of it. Email studio@worldradio.ch. That whole series, which as you say, 8 episodes, is available now on Netflix. Let's move over to Sky Show, a show all about a coroner. Not the most glamorous of jobs.
Yeah, you'd think so. So we don't often get to talk about a Canadian series, but I do have this one for you, and it is out now on Sky Show, seasons 1-4. You can watch right now. The Coroner is actually based on a book series about Dr. Jenny Cooper, a former ER doctor turned coroner after the sudden death of her husband. She moves to Toronto to start this new career path while battling the PTSD of losing her husband, as well as finding out about some of his secrets. Her new job involves investigating suspicious deaths, and her new partner, a jaded police detective, is there to help her through the change of pace from ER doctor to coroner.
Let's have a snippet from the trailer of this one.
So I've been seeing Doss.
Investigating deaths isn't for everyone. There's no shame in saying this isn't for me.
It is for me.
How do you know?
I just know. I need you to release Daniel's body back to me.
Maybe this job is for you.
It's an interesting, quirky show featuring lots of flashbacks. This one is already on season 4 now, so actually there's some catching up to do. Where can we catch up?
You can watch that one on Sky Show.
Excellent. All right. So that is Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix this week. And Coroner is on Sky Show. Thanks, Susie, for running us through what we can watch on the little screen for Big Screen, Little Screen this week. We'll catch you same time next week.
You're welcome, Kat. Enjoy the little screen.
Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.